the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oprah Winfrey has one less job these days. The television icon told The Hollywood Reporter that she's no longer working at 60 Minutes, less than 2 years after making her debut on the program. She said that her exit had been in the works for some time before offering up a little bit more information about what led to her decision. She said, "It was an interesting experience for me. I enjoyed working with the teams, and I'm probably going to work with some of the freelance people on my Apple stuff, but it was not the best format for me." When they asked her to elaborate, she was like, "Well, how should I say this? It's never a good thing when I have to practice saying my name and have to be told that I have too much emotion in my name. I think I did 7 takes on just my name because it was, quote, too emotional. I was like, is the too much emotion in the Oprah part or the Winfrey part?" She said, "I had a deja vu moment because I've actually lived through this once when I covered a story as a young reporter where the family had lost their home, and my boss told me that I reported it with too much emotion. I had too much emotion in the story, and I was thinking, okay, so you're not supposed to be involved in the story. I get that. You're a journalist. But the same thing is true even with a read at 60 Minutes. They would be like, all right, you need to flatten out your voice. There's too much emotion in your voice. So I was working on pulling myself down and flattening out my personality, which for me is just not a good thing." In a series of Instagram photos and stories, Justin Bieber seemed to be hinting at a Justin Bieber-Ed Sheeran collaboration yesterday. Bieber posted photos of himself and Ed Sheeran standing in front of a green screen backdrop and captioned it with the number 10. Fans are thinking that it could mean that he's releasing something on May 10th. Charlize Theron talked about her first meeting with her Longshot co-star Seth Rogen and how creative and intelligent he is after smoking pot.
In the first meeting, I was just really impressed by his confidence, his intelligence, how well he knows story. And then he lit a joint and took a hit off it. It was like I was in the presence of Einstein. It was like off the charts. He gets so smart, he gets so focused, he gets so creative. I mean, I literally, on days, I would just follow him and be like, please smoke, just smoke, please smoke. Please. We need a hit. We need this movie to be great, please.
I wish that worked for me. I've only done that a few times in my life, and it just scares the crap out of me.
Sunday's episode of Game of Thrones set a new series record with 17.8 million viewers. The episode, The Long Night, broke the record set by the season 8 premiere that aired just 2 weeks ago. The numbers for the episode included 12 million people who watched live, while the rest watched the encore episode or streamed the show with HBO Now or HBO Go. The Long Night featured the long-awaited battle between the living and the dead, and the episode required 11 weeks of night shoots. Coming up in less than an hour, one of the juiciest celebrity dating scandals just came out, and it involves a former vice president.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Okay, coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, does popularity equal success? I mean, vice versa. Does success equal popularity? We will compare and contrast. That sounds like I'm a really educated person, doesn't it? Next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.